And I was very encouraged, I have to say, as the report indicated, 10% of the workforce confirmed that they're teleworking at least one day a week, and another 12% says they are teleworking maybe a little bit less than a day a week. So that's a terrific starting point. Obviously, in some agencies, it's stronger than in others, but it does show that people are taking advantage of this. There were only 36% who indicated that the nature of their job, in their estimation, would make it difficult for them to telework. That means that, you know, theoretically, you've got 64% of the workforce that could telework in some capacity for some period of time every week. And so that's the great uncharted territory that I think we need to explore, and that's why we're so keen on getting this Telework Improvements Act of 2010 through and signed by the president, so we can get good, strong telework policies in place across these federal agencies.
Well, that's a good jumping off point then, Congressman, to talk about the bill, which will probably be coming to the floor this week. Tell me what the strategy is for the bill this go-round. Given what happened in late May, what's your game plan for this time?
Well, what happened in late May is we have put it on the suspension calendar where it requires two-thirds of those voting to support the bill. We didn't get to the two-thirds because there were some members on the other side, on the Republican side, who raised concerns about the cost issue. Now, that they threw that out late in the game, and they threw it out in a way that I think created some confusion, because when you look at it, the estimate is about $30 million over 5 years, but this is not something where we're seeking separate appropriations or new appropriations. This is a cost that is expected to be absorbed inside the administrative budgets of these agencies. And all of the evidence suggests that when these policies are implemented, the savings that represents for the agencies is going to far outweigh the cost of them putting it in from an administrative standpoint. So that may not have been entirely clear to some of the people that went to cast their vote the last time round. We've made it abundantly clear this time that the cost concern, if anything, there's a savings opportunity here, which is very, very compelling and should not be ignored, given our desire to create more efficiencies and a leaner federal government. And so we're going to certainly make those arguments as the bill comes to the floor. And I think there's so many other things about this that are compelling. The edge it will give to the federal government in terms of recruiting new members of the workforce, the improvements to productivity and morale that telework represents, the reduced carbon footprint of the federal government, as you can take some of the emissions off the road because more people are telecommuting. And then the very important continuity of operations. That's where a lot of these savings can come. And, of course, Max, you know from the last time we talked of the tremendous savings that was achieved during the snowstorm back during the winter. For every day of that snowstorm, it was telework that saved the federal government about $30 million.
We're speaking to Maryland Congressman John Sarbanes, author of the Telework Improvements Act. Now, you touched on it there briefly, Congressman. Procedurally, last time you went to the tried to go to the suspension calendar and get it passed on a two-thirds vote in the full House, didn't happen that time. This time you're taking it through the regular order, which means a path through the Rules Committee. Tell us what that means, and what does that mean for the path of the bill getting to the floor?
The regular order means, as you indicated, in the House, that we do go to the Rules Committee. They put a rule for the bill together, indicating how it will be brought to the floor. That's typically where decisions are made as to whether there's going to be any amendments made in order. This bill was amended, I think, well in committee, and so I would expect that it will come to the floor in its current form. And then when it does come to the floor, it can pass by a simple majority vote as opposed to requiring the two-thirds vote for a suspension bill. So I'm very optimistic that we will get it passed when we bring it back to the House this time around.